What's happening, my people? You tuned in to the Big and Bright Show.
It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir. Episode 20. 20 twin twin. 20 twin
twin. Milestone, ladies and gentlemen. This Let's is a go. Huge milestone. Before we get started, though, ladies and gentlemen, like to send a big, 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 big shout out to Lena and Dina over at MixFit, which invited Big and Bright to go on and actually take their challenge. So Big and Bright, will see you up on that challenge, Lena and Dina.
All right.
And we definitely will get it in. We'll bop it up, mix it up, dance it up, and shake it up.
Tell them a little bit what that is.
MixFit is a is what they call a new way of exercising.
Okay.
Where they play music, and then of course you do your you do your routine. It comes up with choreographed routines or whatever.
Okay.
And you know, whatever they do, you do. You try to do to your best ability. But however, in the same light of dancing and doing choreographed and things like that, you're actually burning calories.
Gotcha.
You're actually working out. So you're having fun while you work out. So you really, you know, while you out there booty bouncing like a Luke dancer. Don't stop. Get it. Let me see your doodle bow. I want to rock. No, I'm just playing.
Okay. So it's kind of like Taibo meets, I don't know,
CrossFit.
Like, okay.
But you get a hell of a workout.
So they got music playing, lights going, the whole. So it's like a party. It's like a dance party slash workout.
Yeah, but it's a hell of a workout, man. And Dina and Lena got bodies like goddesses.
That's what's up, man. All right, Lena.
Absolutely.
And Dina.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, Big need to get out there and get some of this Big off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Get a whole lot of Big off. No, I'm just messing with you.
No doubt.
But no doubt, Lena and Dina over at MixFit. We definitely want to
shout out, ladies.
So shout out to MixFit.
Yeah.
But jumping right into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Handshake Gate.
What is that?
Richard Sherman lying again.
What do you say, man? It
says Baker Mayfield didn't want to shake hands and at last night's game. Monday Night Football. Video determined that was a damn lie. As
in the words of Maury Povich,
that is a lie.
That was determined. That was a lie.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
But Sherman says he hasn't earned anything in this league. How many games has he won? If Patrick Mahomes did it, is one thing, but he's not the one to do that.
Right.
This is the pot calling the kettle black.
So Richard, first of all, let's break down what happened. The captains met at half field, you know.
Right, they met at midfield.
At the 50-yard line, right? Mm-hmm. Before the game, to shake hands, you know, each team, you know, they shake hands with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Say good luck, let's go, you know, let's play some ball.
I think what it is that he's mad that Baker Mayfield didn't bother to kiss his ass. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, Richard Sherman clearly has a problem with Baker Mayfield. For him to say that he hasn't won any games in this league, what has he earned? That sounds salty.
If you constantly run in your mouth, you haven't won anything, and if you don't stop running your mouth, this league will humble you. Well, Sherm.
And that's true. And that's true.
But Sherm, ain't that how you got on?
Sherm showed up. Sherm came in the league a 6'3" cornerback. And
what I'm saying is, Sherman, ain't that how you got on?
I mean, he talked, but he earned it.
Listen, because Sherman didn't get on the map until he started talking crap to Tom Brady after they beat him in Seattle.
He
wasn't on before that. I said in Seattle, not the. You thinking of the Super Bowl?
Okay.
I'm talking in Seattle.
Okay.
And then Seattle ended up beating New England in Seattle off a last second field goal, and Sherman sought out Tom Brady.
Oh,
ran
I remember
up to
that.
Him and asked,
that was on a meme.
And he asked, "You mad, bro?
Yep.
You mad?
Okay.
So you know." I mean, come on.
I'm happy that he recovered from that Achilles injury as well.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Because I thought he was done when he went to San Fran. I'm like, oh, he's just going to sign with a team and he's just going to, retire slowly and die.
No,
but he's been playing pretty good over there in San Fran.
Yeah, he's been playing. But see, this is the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Richard Sherman plays only one side of the field. He doesn't cover the best receiver game in, game out. He doesn't, because, you know, they line him up in different sides of the field.
Right.
Richard Sherman only plays one side.
Right.
Granted, he's good at what he does. He's good at what he does. Is he a great? No. He's good. You know, he's good at what he does. He's not a Deion Sanders. He's not a Champ
Bailey.
No, he's
not like that.
He can't be versatile.
He's not a Revis or anybody like that.
Right. He's not versatile. He can't go from, you know, he only plays one side of the field.
Right.
Now, again, how can you criticize him for doing what he's doing when he's doing the same thing you did. Now, this is the thing. The only difference is that Sherman had that elite-ass defense to back him up.
No doubt. No doubt. But he was a part of that. It wasn't like he just came into a defense and it was like ready-made.
Right, but he was a part of that. But also, it's a reason why Seattle got rid of Richard Sherman, too.
They didn't get rid of him. He's just a free agent. They were done with him, but they didn't say, okay, we don't want you no more.
They let him walk. They didn't offer him a contract. They let him walk. You want to know why? Because they knew if you give them time, and let's bring it back to remember when Seattle played Atlanta in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember Roddy White torching the hell out of Richard Sherman? I do.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, okay. And that was why, because
shout out to Roddy White, man.
And that was why, because the Seattle defensive back, the Seattle defensive line couldn't get to Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime that defensive line can't get to Matt Ryan, he has time.
He got a good situation over there.
Richard Sherman, what I'm saying is Richard Sherman couldn't sit on top of routes no more. You really had to cover now.
Right.
And you really can't cover. And that's the dirty secret about Richard Sherman. Yeah. You can't sit there and sit on top of routes.
He got torched by Calvin a couple of times.
Hell yeah. You see what I'm saying? So are you elite like that? No, you're not.
He was, though.
But you run your mouth like you. No, he wasn't.
He was never elite.
The defensive line was elite, which in turn, if I get pressure on your quarterback and make him throw it before he wants to throw it, before my receiver completes his route, and you jump that route.
This is my thing, though. I don't really think it's fair to punish a player for having a great cast. I don't think that's fair.
We're not doing that.
Well, you're punishing him. You're saying he's not elite because he always had a good defensive line.
He benefited from that defense.
But you're supposed to, though.
Okay. Well, it was another corner on the other side of Richard Sherman, too.
Yeah.
Remember him? You probably don't even know his name.
Well, later in towards the end of his tenure, Deshaun Shedd was the number 35 was the other corner.
No, it wasn't. It was Broner.
Bronner. Oh, you're talking about Broner. Okay, yeah. Okay, earlier on, yeah, it was Broner because Broner was with he was with Seattle.
Yeah.
Then he went to the Patriots, and then they let him go, and then he went back to.
Yeah.
Same size. I remember him, number 39.
Same size, same everything, and they had the same numbers.
Yep, Brandon Broner.
And they had the same numbers.
Broner.
They had the same numbers. They benefited from that defensive line.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
But I just don't think it's fair to punish.
No. If that D-line was getting pressure, same thing. You didn't hear from Richard Sherman last year. Why? He was getting his ass toasted.
He was.
Why?
He was.
Why? Because the San Francisco 49ers defensive line couldn't generate a pass rush. This year, lo and behold, what do they have?
Right. They got DeForest Buckner. They got Joey Bosa.
What do they have this year?
Is that his name, Joey, or is that his brother in the Chargers? Which one?
It's Joey Bosa.
Joey is the one with the Chargers?
Yeah. It's Joey and the other Bosa.
Yeah, what's the rookie Bosa name? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
yeah, he a dog. 97? Yeah. He a dog.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But lo and behold, the Niners have a pass rush.
Nick Bosa.
Yeah, Joey and Nick.
Yeah, he a dog.
Sorry, the Jonas Brothers.
He a dog. And they got another brother, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, them Bosa boys out cold.
And they all from Florida, but he'll be going to Ohio State. But this is what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a pass rush. Now Richard Sherman's getting interceptions again. Yep. Why? Because that defensive line is getting there, and he's allowed to sit his ass down jump these routes.
Last night, they had him all mic'd up. He was like, y'all rush, we cover. But I love his energy, man. You got to love a dude that talk trash and back it up.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
You got to love a dude that talk. Baker Mayfield is not doing that.
He's not doing that. So that's what makes him look bad, and Baker needs to shut the hell up.
Yeah, he needs to put some wins up, because they done got blew out about three times out of four games. Mm-hmm. Four or five games they done played.
Yeah. So, it is what it is. But, Rich, come on, man. You ain't got to be lying, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Stop the lying.
Yeah.
Stop lying,
bro. Yeah, he lied, bro. Because they showed the handshake at different angles.
And stop lying, bro.
They showed Baker put his hand out. I think what it was is that Sherman didn't want to shake his hand.
He didn't want to shake his hand.
So, he kind of rushed his handshake with Baker and then told the world, oh, no, he didn't shake my hand.
He didn't shake Baker's hand.
He did.
No, he didn't. He leaned in towards him and then went to the other cat.
But Baker must have intercepted it then, because I know that it looked like that's what he was trying to do. It looked like he was trying to you know, you put your hand out and you fry somebody like you might go under and then you go to the next cat. No, it looked like that's what he was trying to do, but Baker caught his hand on the way over.
Childish as hell.
But yeah, Richard, he shook your hand, bro. Like, just you know, let it go.
Speaking of a cat, whatever
the salty, whatever the saltiness is, man, you need to.
Moving on to a cat that walks the walk and talk the talk. My MVP vote for the 2019-2020 season, Christian McCaffrey.
He got a lot of yards. He got almost 900 yards through the first five
Christian
games.
McCaffrey has 866 total yards. The entire New York Jets defense offense. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The entire New York Jets offense have 718 yards.
So he got almost 150 more yards than the Jets offense by himself. Now, to their defense, the Jets did have a bye week yesterday, but that's still an impressive stat.
I wonder what your boy Le'Veon Bell is thinking right now.
Why did I
come here?
Not only did he go there, he missed out on money. He didn't even sat the season out.
The most money.
They might have given him the most money, but he still didn't get the money he thought he was going to get. Now, mind you, he got
$15 million a year.
Yeah. He got 15, but he was seeking like 18 to 20.
Well, Zeke ain't got
he would have got 14 from the Steelers. So did he really win? No, he really took a double L because you sat out the season. The only thing that he benefited from sitting out the year, he has a year healthier legs, set of legs this year as opposed to last year.
We spoke about this on an earlier episode.
That's it.
So
he really took two L's.
I don't think he
left a better team.
A better team, huh?
Yeah, the Steelers on a good day, the Steelers are way better than the Jets.
They're one win better.
Well, I already said that the Steelers were going 8-8 before the season started.
They're going to win better, so.
I don't even think they're going to win 8 games. They probably win like 5. And speaking of that, did you see Mason Rudolph take that hit?
Yeah.
Buddy got lit, bro. He got lit up.
Lo and behold, who was it? Earl Thomas.
That's your boy. That's your boy. She was dogging last week on episode 19. He was like, with your no wheels having.
Teddy Riley out there delivering haymaker hits.
Hey, he might not got them wheels, but he still got them hits.
He caught him on the jaw, man.
I'm just talking,
with his,
man.
With the crown of his head.
I mean, he didn't mean to do it. I mean, he's still a good player, though.
Yeah, he didn't mean to do it, but.
It didn't even look that bad, though. But he did get. I mean, he got popped, but.
What you mean it didn't look that bad? Did you see his body go limp in midair?
Yeah, but I'm just talking about that. I'm not talking about the end. Like, I'm sure his head was ringing. I'm sure he got knocked out and all of that. But the hit didn't look like, oh, my God, he needs to be suspended or he needs to get a flag. It didn't look like that. To me, it didn't anyway.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. But, so, Christian McCaffrey, shout out to that man. That man is, he looking like a video game right now, bro. He might be on the cover of Madden next year.
Oh, don't jinx him.
But you know what, though? I'll say this. How many running backs have ever been an MVP?
There's been a couple.
It's hard. It's hard to be an MVP as a running back.
You know who the last running back MVP was?
I do not.
Really?
I don't.
You don't?
I would imagine Adrian Peterson probably got one at one point. I don't know, but I can't even. Bro, quarterbacks always get the MVP, bro. Every year.
It was Adrian Peterson. Good guess, man.
Was it AP?
Yeah. That year he ran for 2,000?
Yeah. I mean, but that was like what? 2011? 12? Let me see.
About 12. Yeah, I think it was 2012, 2013, one or the other. AP ran for 2,000.
Yeah, let me see. Last running back to win MVP.
And I think before him it was Marshall Faulk.
Last running back to win MVP, I was right. Adrian Peterson, 2012.
No, really?
No, but I
just told you that.
I know, but
you had
to
look it up?
Yeah, because I didn't know for myself. I just took a wild guess.
I just told you was right.
You told me I was right, but yeah.
Okay.
It's something different when you see it for yourself.
And then I think before him it was Marshall Faulk, and I think before him
I can see that.
Priest Holmes.
I'm gonna look up every
running back MVP in the NFL.
I'm about to look that up real quick.
I think it was him though.
Priest Holmes got an MVP as a running back?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So what we got here?
Sean Alexander got one.
Yeah, okay, that was in 2005.
But LaDainian Tomlinson got one in 06, though.
Yep, LT.
Wow, that's impressive, man. You got two running backs, back-to-back MVPs, 2005, 2006. If I'm not mistaken, that's the year Sean Alexander got, like, Well, him and LT got a boatload of touchdowns. Like,
yeah, like
30.
No, it was 20. It was in the 20s.
It was like 28 or something, though, but it was up there, though.
Yeah, they had a lot.
Yeah, you get a boatload of touchdowns, you're going to be an MVP.
What about
That's impressive, man.
Marshall Faulk is on that list. I know he got it.
Because look, 07 Tom Brady, 08 Peyton Manning, 09 Peyton Manning, 2010 Tom Brady, 2011 Aaron Rodgers, 12 Adrian Peterson, back to Peyton Manning, back to Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. So 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a QB. Aside from that, you may get a Lawrence Taylor.
Beforehand, no, it was a running
Steve backs. McNair got it in 03?
Go back.
Beautiful.
Go back further.
Oh, it was him and Peyton. They split it.
Okay, go back
in 03. To what, like 02, 2000?
Go back to
Faulk
that.
Did get it in 2000.
I knew Marshall Faulk won it.
Yep, the year before that, Kurt Warner.
Uh-huh.
So you got, and then, so Kurt Warner, 99, Faulk, 2000, Kurt Warner back in 2001 again. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, man. Terrell Davis got it in 98.
Okay, I knew Terrell Davis was
so, yeah. Oh, Barry got it in 97.
That's when he ran for 2,000 yards.
Oh, he split it with Brett. He split it with Brett Favre. I know.
They should have just gave that to Barry all
right. I know. Because Barry rushed for 2,053 yards that year.
And Terrell Davis got it that year when he ran for 2,000 as well.
Yep. The very next year, 98. That's beautiful, man. Yeah, yeah. But, every now and then, you'll get I didn't know Thurman Thomas had an MVP in 91.
Yeah.
And Randall Cunningham in 90.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? Ain't that crazy?
Yep.
So, I mean, those
good
are
stuff,
so,
man.
I
good
mean,
stuff. It's nice to know history, and it's nice to learn that kind of stuff, man.
Christian
McCaffrey
is my vote to win right now. My lock,
okay,
to win MVP.
Yeah, I mean, they got to feed him the ball.
Yeah,
you know, whether because that's number one, you got to utilize a guy like that. Number two, you know, you don't want to run Kyle Allen into the ground before he can get his feet running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before he can get his real, you know, NFL start the way he's going. Cam Newton is, if I was him, I'd just take, like, he needs to just go ahead and just take the year off, man, and just get right, bro.
That's what I would want.
You got
to
get right,
take
man.
The whole year off and get yourself healthy.
Because if you, like, there's no need to rush back. If your team is in the race, you know, and I did read something where you know, Kyle Allen was saying that Cam Newton stayed with him the whole week to, like, prepare for the next opponent.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Most guys not going to do that. Like, especially a guy like Cam. Cam didn't been the MVP. He'd have been to the Super Bowl. He's accomplished a few things. I mean, they went 15-1 year.
Carolina, do not be stupid now. If Kyle Allen takes you on down the road and you sit up there and you have a winning season and
now
then
you
try
do?
To be dumb and now, try to get rid of Cam.
Now, you do have to take all boom, things in consideration.
Boom, boom.
You have to take all things in consideration because – you have to look at what's best for the team going forward.
Well, the mean
you have to look at, okay, do we really want to?
Okay, but listen to what I'm telling you. In the NFL, it may be skewed right now. This is skewed.
Right.
But it'll come back to the mean, which is the median, which is normal, okay, using math terms here. It's going to come back to, like right now it's skewed because Kyle Allen is catching people off guard, whatever. They won 3 games, okay?
Right. 3-2. They won 3 straight, actually,
yeah.
Under his
it's
helm.
Gonna, it's gonna,
with him at the
it's
helm.
It's going to swing back to the median, okay?
Yeah.
And they'll start taking L's pretty soon here. If not this week, probably the week after. But.
Hey, shout out to the Bills and Niners, man. The Bills are 4-1, and Niners are 4-0.
You just random, just blurt out
I know,
crap.
I know.
Like, come on, man. That's when we go down to week's games, bro. Give them a shout out then. Not when we talking about the Panthers, okay? Anyhow,
just think about them young QBs rudely, balling.
Rudely interrupted. We'll see what he does. You know, like I said, it's a long season, man. It's still early. We only got through the first quarter of the season.
5 games in.
You know, we still got a whole nother.
Yeah.
Whole another season to go. It's a long
whole
another
other mother.
So what?
Nothing, man.
Shut up,
I'm just feeling goofy right now.
All right. Panthers head coach Ron Rivera said Cam Newton will not make the trip to London, and Kyle Allen will be the quarterback at least till the week 7 bye.
Yeah.
So, I mean, leading off.
I mean, bro, just keep it real, though, right? If this Joker goes 5-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the next game is at home.
Well, you keep riding them. You keep riding them until it's
I mean,
over.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to. And, and Cam should respect that, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to keep riding them. But, again, Jake DeLone. Because
they got them first two L's with Cam.
Cam is hurt, bro.
I'm just saying it was 0-2 with Cam. If they go 5-0 with this guy,
he's hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, again, Jake DeLome. Remember him? Remember he took him to the Super Bowl that year?
He did.
And was straight. Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
He was pure cheeks afterwards. After that season, he was never the same.
Jake DeLome. Number Del 17.
Homie.
Right.
Del Homie.
Yeah.
So, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. Yep. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold has been cleared to play and will start Sunday versus the Cowboys after his mono bout sucking and swapping and licking on some nasty skank's tonsils.
He's stupid.
Not only that, though.
We don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, we don't.
Are there other ways to get mono?
No, it's a kissing disease.
Okay. I know it's a kissing disease.
So,
I just,
Sam Darnold, remember the pass.
Supposed to give him the benefit.
Remember to pass a female that Listerine strip before you go and sticking your tongue down her throat. Pass her that Listerine strip so it can kill everything in her mouth, man. Please, before you do that.
Mononucleosis has got you on your knees. Worse than halitosis, it's a kissing disease.
Stupid.
And then also, you know, he had his spleen. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that spleen. You know, yeah. He was pissing razors for a little bit with that one. Oh, man. Ouch. Oh, man. But moving on, Rob Gronkowski has been hired by Fox to appear as a regular analyst for Fox NFL Sunday up until the Patriots make the playoffs.
I don't think he's coming back this year, man.
Okay.
I'm not saying he will never come back because he's only 28.
Same reason why the Patriots didn't activate Benjamin Watson from waiver. Not from waivers, but from his four-game suspension, right?
That's a good point. I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Mm.
It's one way to look at it, you know. Mm-hmm. What are the rules to that whole, how many weeks and stuff do you get to come back? Or
you can come back whenever a team tell you to come back or whenever you get ready to come back. You can do whatever you want.
Hmm. Hey.
So, I mean, we'll see, but, you know, I wouldn't put
it past.
They don't
need him, though.
They don't, but I wouldn't put it past him coming back for a Super Bowl run. Gronk comes back in the playoffs. Oh, big story. You know how they be, man.
I hear you.
They like the dramatics out there in New England.
They do.
Kind of like the Cowgirls.
We got to talk about them, too.
Anyhow, the Raiders acquire wide receiver Zay Jones from the Buffalo Bills for
What's wrong with you, man?
Look at look what you put in these notes, man.
For a 2021 fifth-round pick.
No space there. But
it's
right.
A space you just can't see. Look at it.
2021 fifth-round pick.
It don't run together. Look at it. Look at the words.
Big is terrible. I'm going to fire him.
No, you got to look at that, man. Look at Dave. Can you see it over there?
I got you, my G. But, yeah, Raiders acquire Zay Jones. I think this is a good move for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just would like to say, first and foremost, F the Raiders, but, you know, they did their jobs, man, against my Bears. But, again, we'll get into that later on in the segment. I think this is what Zay Jones needed, man, because he's a star. Mm-hmm. The kid is a stud at wide receiver. He's really good. This is Ed. You know his father is Ed Tuttall Jones, right? Played with the Dallas Cowboys back in the 60s and 70s.
That's his dad or his granddad?
That's his dad. Well, it was the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I'm about to say he must got a late start. But
Nah. Ed Tuttall Jones,
if he was living, he'd be like 90, bro.
No, he wouldn't. What are you talking about?
Oh, Ed Tuttall Jones. Okay.
You forgot when he played?
Yeah, that wasn't like the 70s. You're right.
Like, man, you tripping, bro.
Yeah, most cats, man, they sons would, like, with him playing that long ago, he would have already been a veteran. But, yeah, no, he's a young cat.
Yeah.
He probably had a bunch of kids before him, though.
I don't know, bro.
Zay Jones is a young blood. He probably was born in like 90 or something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what's wrong with that, bro? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it says here in his bio, you know what I'm saying, that his father is, and he's from Dallas, Texas, his father is Ed Tuttall Jones.
That's what's up.
You know? So, I mean, that's in his bio, so.
Dope.
It is what it is. Isaiah Zay Jones. He was born in 95.
Young blood.
Yeah, he a young Thundercat. You know what I'm saying?
He about 23. Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. That's dope, though, you know. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yep.
But, you know, moving on, the Browns were without Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams, who were both inactive with injuries, and it showed against the San Francisco 49ers on Monday night. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, 85 Kittle, monster. I would put Kittle as the second best tight end in the NFL behind Kelce right now since Gronk is gone. I say Kittle's up there, man. His confidence is going.
Correction. They just corrected us. Robert Jones. Robert Jones was Zay Jones.
You said they just – no, you just corrected yourself.
No, because they just updated it. It had Robert Jones as his father, but his dad was a linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. It wasn't Ed Tootall Jones. It was Robert Jones. Yeah.
The booty. Yeah, take that out. No, I'm just playing.
Look at you. All take right. that out. Take that out.
No, we good. Let it ride. Let it ride. We make mistakes. Go ahead with the Kairos Santos.
What did
you already said that Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams were out?
We were talking about the beating that they took on Monday night. They looked pretty awful.
Oh, we were going to go into the beating?
Yeah, the beating.
Right, 31-3, dude. Like these are your Super Bowl. These are your Super Bowl. They were picked to be favored.
Wow,
they look bad, man. They look really, really bad, and they just came off of a. They beat up Baltimore pretty good last week, and they came back and just they didn't get off the plane.
Get off the plane ain't the damn word. Like,
what's going on with these guys, man? You got all these weapons, bro.
I told you before the season even started. What did I tell you? I said they were going to be this year's version of the Philadelphia Eagles dream team. Remember that?
You did.
Were they?
You know what? I'm going to blame coaching first.
They got to go out there and play. Coaches can't play for them.
That's true.
Coaches ain't out there getting burnt. Coaches ain't out there getting ran over. First play. First freaking play. My man Breida bust the hell up for an 83-yard touchdown. Yeah. First play.
That's defense. Maybe they was missing Greedy Williams and Denzel Ward on that play.
First play. Baker Mayfield goes back, and he got people all in his grill. As he's trying to throw the ball, then he think he damn Brett Favre and try to throw off his back foot and got picked. Not once.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield. You're embarrassing me, man. I picked you to be an MVP candidate, man. You're not doing me well at all.
Yeah,
right
Big
now.
Was over here slurping the Baker Mayfield.
No, I wasn't.
Juice.
I was just
I love the Cleveland. Oh, you know what? I like the Cleveland Browns, man. I like the Browns. I really like them.
I felt good about them, and I mean it's still early. It's 5 weeks in. They 2-3. They might turn it around and go 11-5. Still, I don't think that's gonna happen, but it's possible. Crickets.
Exactly. I had to let the crickets play on that one. Like,
I'm just saying, man. It's the Bears started out pretty rough last year, and they ripped off a whole bunch of wins. So it's not. They just got to put it together.
The Bears, bro.
They got to put it together, man.
They don't have a good mix of good leaders on that team. Good veterans, good leaders. They don't have them.
It's too bad Joe Thomas retired.
They're all young.
They need like a Joe Thomas
right about now. Immature cats, man. They all young and immature. So, hell, I mean, what type of veteran leadership you gonna get from Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, you're not gonna get much. But he is maturing, though. He's not acting out like he was before.
By still wearing his watches, that's mature.
I mean, he didn't break any laws.
Still getting fined for wearing those watches.
Oh, he's still wearing them?
Yeah.
After they find him?
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, man, what the hell? Did you see that play? Wait. Did you see that play last night? When they pitched him the damn ball, and he turned around to try to pitch it to somebody else and got the hell whacked out of him.
No,
this was OBJ. They pitched him the ball on a reverse, right? This was one of the turnovers. They pitched him the ball on a reverse. He gets the ball. It's like he was out there playing kill him, and then he sees somebody come and was like, nope, and just pitched the ball. Like, what the hell is you doing?
No, I missed that. I was trying to watch the Pistons preseason game.
Did you just
night.
Say?
I'm just saying. I was able to see. I was excited to see my boy D-Rose out there.
Look, he was excited. He was excited to watch the Pistons play, and you clearly saw Andre Drummond pulling up the damn hash mark.
He shot a three-pointer that hit the other side of the backboard.
It's like somebody launched a damn brick at the backboard. It came off the backboard like,
yeah, like, man. Yeah, that didn't look too, yeah.
I would have buried his ass on the bench.
Well, you know, he's been shooting those. He's been shooting those in practice and stuff.
Don't look like it.
He had a little jitters there.
Golly.
Yeah, that was horrible. That didn't look good at all. He like, needs to go back to the drawing board with that one.
I'd have been better.
He shot that boy like Bill Cartwright, bro.
Bruh, if I'd have been that coach, I'd immediately call timeout.
No, he's stupid.
And buried his ass.
It's just
at
a preseason game, man.
I do not care.
You gotta let them guys go. You gotta let them loose.
You ain't even mastered scoring in the paint yet. You trying to shoot threes?
Yeah, I feel you.
Sorry, bastard. Y'all got a long ways to go this season.
Pistons the top four seed. We'll get to that when basketball season really gets here. We got a lot of football to talk about still, but nah, we ain't worried about that. Four seed.
Remember that. Episode 20. Big is high instead of four seed. Moving on, after missing four field goals
four
on Sunday,
field goals.
Titans release kicker Cairo Santos and are signing former Bears kicker Cody Parkey. Cue the laughs on that one, Marco. Parkey worked out for him in early September. So you get rid of one field goal kicker that misses field goals to sign another one that misses field goals, right?
Bro, if you miss four field goals on one game when you only got one job to do.
That was Cody Parkey.
Any other kicker has to be better than you.
No, that was Cody Parkey. Sorry.
I bet you Cody ain't missed four. He might have missed three. He ain't missed four.
You remember when we played y'all last year? How many he missed four field goals?
He probably missed a couple last year against us.
Yeah.
The kicker Mason Crosby for the Packers, he missed like three against us last year.
Yeah, but
they gave us that game.
Yeah, they did, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But Cody Parkey of all people.
Yeah, man.
Bart, the real life Bart Simpson face.
Hey.
He has a real life Bart
Y'all
Simpson face.
Y'all missed four. You think he's gonna ever get a job again in the NFL?
Probably when somebody needs another kicker to, you know.
When somebody dies.
Did you think you would have never thought Cody Parkey would have got another damn job.
What happened to that kicker that missed the field goal? Who was that? The Vikings and Seahawks played?
Oh my God. Guy? Yeah,
remember
dude.
Him?
They got it down to like the 10-yard line and dude just
to the 10.
Shanked the hell out of it to the left. Like
that's closer than an extra point.
He hooked the hell out that field goal like, damn.
I don't think the Vikings have won a playoff game since 98, bro. When they played against the Dirty Birds and almost went to the Super Bowl and it was like 15-1.
You a lie.
I don't think the Vikings have won a playoff. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, they won against the Saints
They played in the NFC Championship, man.
Yeah, I feel like they haven't won a game since then.
Well, no, they're not the Lions. Sorry. Lions are the only ones who hasn't won a playoff game since 92.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all. Sorry.
We're going to change that this year.
If you get there.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
We'll be there.
All right. Remember that, too. Episode 20. We'll get there. You know what? Marco, cut that out. Cut that out and copy it. Because when the Lions miss the playoffs, I just want you to just keep punching in.
We'll get there.
Big saying, we'll get there.
That's funny.
Like, oh, okay.
He going to cut it out, too. I know it. He worked on it right now.
So, Patriots tight end Ben Watson was not activated after his four-week suspension, meaning his tenure with them is over. He is now a free agent.
A.K.A. he was cut.
Come on, Chicago. Come on.
Y'all got
we
your boy.
We need a tight end.
Y'all got
man.
A maxi pad over there.
Nah, we don't want his vagina monologues. We good. Come on and
sign
him, man.
You got a maxi pad over there, Burton. Maxi pad Burton over there. You straight?
We don't want maxi pad Burton, man. He can stay exactly. Look, I'm liable to say, you know, just cut his ass. Cut him immediately.
Like on the water boy.
Yeah. Cut his ass.
On the beginning of the day, my man
was blowing it out hard.
4-2, dog. He gone.
He was blowing it out hard, too. That coach looked at that time. I was like, cut his ass. Like, wow.
Cue it, Marco.
Cut his ass.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. All right. Redskins fired Jay Gruden. Redskins fired the head coach after 6 years. The Redskins are 0-5.
This is where we cue the Angels in the Outfield reference. It's about time.
All I can say is, it's about time.
Truly indeed, long overdue. His ass should have been gone last year.
Well, they were 5-2 through 7 weeks last year.
His ass should have been gone last year.
I hear you.
After Alex Smith got hurt, he should have been long gone. After that epic meltdown,
yeah,
his ass should have been gone last year.
I hear
so
you.
All I could say is, it's about time. Couldn't happen to a more better individual. So,
you know, I forgot Jay Gruden was a quarterback in like the Arena League for a minute, bro.
Fat slop.
he could throw that ball though. He was throwing that boy.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he was throwing nothing but picks too.
Redskins coaching. Speaking of the Redskins, Redskins coaching staff once featured Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, and Matt LaFleur, all promising young head coaches in the NFL for the Niners, Rams, and Packers, respectively. Now they're seeking after a head coach. Who do you think they should sign or should hire? I would vote the Packers' ex-coach Mike McCarthy. I think that might be a good fit for him. He took the year off.
Man, look, they need to get somebody that's outside of that damn organization. Mm-hmm. And, or go with the young blood that's roaming the sidelines around there. Give somebody a shot. But It looks like old Jay Gruden was being hidden because of his offensive coordinators was doing such a good job. He really can't coach, man.
He always had good offensive coordinators. That's
right.
That's
Jay
sure.
really can't coach. So, I mean, it's not like he's John, you know, but dude really can't coach. So, it is what it is, bro. I mean, you know. But, hey, it is what it is. Screw him. Moving on, Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians said guard Alex Kappa broke Sunday.
Broke his arm.
Yeah.
I missed the word there.
Yes. Oh, God. But finished the game arm, somehow yeah. with a broken arm. How? Yeah. That adrenaline, man.
Yeah.
I keep telling you. And then when he come down off of you, like, ah.
Yeah. That mug probably felt like it was hanging.
I don't know. We don't know what he broke in it. But, I mean, you know, he could have cracked a, you know, forearm or something. But It is what it is. Yep. Saquon Barkley still not ready to go versus the Patriots for Thursday night football.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know Bill Belichick is really happy about that.
No need to rush back. I mean, the Giants look pretty good without him. They've won the last, what, two or three games without him. So, you know they'll be all right for a minute.
All right, jumping into our Q&A from our listeners, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's talk about it.
Let's
segment.
Talk about a segment. So jumping right in, Kenyatta Futch asks, what is the state of the Pistons?
I'm glad you asked that question, Miss Kenyatta. So I think that the Pistons, you know, they've added great bench depth. I mean, if you look at it, okay, let's just start at the backup point guard position. Every good team needs a good backup point guard, you know. Last year we had Ish Smith. You got Derrick Rose. That's a heck of an upgrade already. You know, then you picked up the rookie Sekou Doumbouya.
You picked up
Markieff Morris, you picked up Tony Snell, you picked up Joe Johnson. So you picked up a few pieces. I think with that depth, you know, they got guys who could start on other teams. And I think with that, you're looking at probably close to 50 games. I mean, you won like 43 last year.
Outside of Blake Griffin, who can start off this roster on another team?
Derrick Rose could start on a couple of teams.
Yeah, okay. Markieff
Morris could start on a couple of teams.
No, he'll come off the bench.
You know, you got a couple guys. But anyway, I think we're a top four team in the East. That's just how I feel about it.
Top four, huh?
Top four, man. Maybe five.
I say you're a seven seed.
Seven?
Yeah.
Can you name me six better teams?
Yeah, I can.
Name me six.
Okay.
You already know Milwaukee.
We already know Milwaukee. We know Brooklyn's going to be there.
Brooklyn, you don't know what you're going to be without.
Yeah, we
KD.
Do know. Stop. We know Brooklyn's going to be there. We know Philly's going to be there. Okay, that's three right there. Okay. We know the Bulls are going to be there.
The Bulls?
Yes, the Bulls.
You sound so biased.
Okay, I'm not being biased.
We know the Bulls are going to be there?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Okay.
You haven't even talked about Indiana.
Yeah, that's what I said. We know Boston, Indiana, Chicago. That's six. There you go.
Man, get out of here, bro. The Bulls is garbage until they prove otherwise.
That's just the pot calling the kettle black.
We made the playoffs last year.
Okay. That's saying what? And you got swept.
It's saying we made the playoffs last year.
You got swept too, right?
What the Bulls do?
You made it there by default too, right?
Y'all don't have a better roster.
Okay.
Let's move it along.
Okay.
Let's move it along.
Okay.
Eddie DeWalt Jr. says, talk about how the Lions are going to pound the Packers so I can have that on wax. This is my boy, me and Eddie DeWalt, man. We go back and forth on Facebook a little bit.
I don't know about that comment, Eddie.
And well, he's been facetious because he knows that I picked the Lions to beat the Packers. So he wants me to say that the Lions are going to destroy them so that he can have it on wax. The Lions are going to win, Eddie. They're going to win.
He don't believe that.
By the time you hear this next Monday or Tuesday, the Lions would have won the game. I believe it with my whole heart.
In Lambeau
on Monday night.
You can win if you rush the passer and if you run the football, which both I know you can do.
Yep.
I know you can do. So you can beat them. The thing is, you won't.
I hope we got Mike Daniels back coming against his former team.
Where the hell is he? I was about to ask you that. Where the hell is Mike Daniels?
He got hurt. He missed a game against Kansas City.
Didn't I tell you he just wanted to get paid?
He should be back, though.
Didn't I tell you?
I'm pretty sure
he's going
to try his
darndest
to get back against his former team. He wanted to sack Aaron Rodgers.
And Khalil Mack wanted to sack Carr, too, and
that didn't happen.
That didn't work out.
Yeah.
So, if anything, any team.
The Packers going to win, man.
You know. That's one of them games where they scheme against you, bro, where they can scheme against you.
Absolutely.
And they know how to stop you because they've coached you.
Absolutely.
That's what I was worried about against the Raiders.
Absolutely.
With the Bears. Was that they knew how to scheme against Khalil Mack.
Right.
And they did, and it seemed like the Bears didn't get off the damn plane when they went to play the Raiders. It seemed like they was sleepwalking the whole damn first half.
And I picked the Raiders to win that game on the last episode. I said the Raiders was going to win.
Yeah, you did, off luck, because you was sitting there.
They was up 17-0 on
them. And then went down 21-17. Hey. Bears exploded for 21 points in the third quarter.
Man, them fans was loud out there,
that
man.
That was Bears fans.
They was just loud in general.
It was Bears fans. They took over London. However, you know, that defense that we going to get on later on in the segment,
yeah,
they it's like they was, I don't know if they went and party last night and got drunk or what, but man, they play like S-H-I-T.
You come out with stink like that, poop.
My God.
I hear you. Ron Harris says, how were the Cowboys impacted after losing to the Packers?
I don't think they were impacted at all. Hell, I mean, that was a game they could have won.
They just lost.
They should have won.
They lost to the Saints, and then they turn around and lose to the Packers.
Yeah, that was a game that they should have won. But
the Cowboys?
Yeah.
They was getting destroyed. How they should have won?
I know you stopped watching, so I don't know if you went to go eat or
now you're being disrespectful.
No, I'm not. I don't know if you went to go eat.
You think act like the only thing I do
don't
is
you,
eat.
Don't you and your wife go out to eat on Sundays?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
sometimes.
Then. Sometimes. So that's what I meant. I didn't know if you went to go eat or I don't know what you did, but you wasn't paying attention to the game because they came back and was down 34-21.
No, I saw that.
And they was going in.
Actually, I started watching during the comeback.
Okay, so. and then they went in to tie it up, and Dak threw another damn pick, which should have been pass interference on the defense anyway because he mugged the hell out of my man Gallup on that play.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And for some reason.
Number 20, Kevin King, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't know why the refs didn't call it.
He was all over that dude. Yeah,
I didn't know why the refs didn't call it. It was pass interference, but for some reason, man, they
always
cheat for Green
Bay. No, Jerry Jones.
If they ain't cheating for the Cowboys, they cheating for Green Bay.
Well, there you go.
So it is what it is.
But I don't feel bad for the Cowboys.
No, because they should have never got themselves in that position, and you should have ran Zeke like you were supposed to and let that offensive line maul.
We need to talk about Dak Prescott and him wanting $40
million. He's not going to get it.
After these two performances, bro.
He's not
getting it. And that was funny, that picture you sent me. I meant to post it on our page.
Yeah.
Dog.
Where Zeke is all right, folks. The picture that he's talking about. The picture that he's talking about is on the Thanksgiving Day game, right, where Zeke was picking up, where Zeke was picking up Dak and putting him in that, and putting him in the
in the
Salvation Army kettle, right?
Oh,
well,
my
somebody photoshopped and took the Salvation Army kettle out and put a trash dumpster right there.
A trash bin. Those gray trash bins that be on the sideline.
The ones that you have in the cafeteria.
Oh,
somebody put one
God.
Of those trash bins
Dog.
Right there. It looked like he was throwing him in the trash.
Dog.
Man, that was funny.
That was hilarious, man. You have to see that. I'm going to post it on our page. I'm going to post it.
But moving on, Ron Harris also asked, should Eli Manning consider retirement after losing starting job? No, because Eli can he can be serviceable. You never know what's going to happen with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
He can get hurt. Eli can get back out there. You know, I mean, that's part of the game, man. I mean, damn, you can't start forever.
Yeah. I mean, I can honestly see Eli moving on to another organization and playing another 2 years if he wants to.
Mm. Also, Ron Harris also asks, does the Public Enemy song Don't Believe the Hype come to mind regarding the Browns? don't believe the hype.
Cue it, Marco.
Don't believe the hype.
That definitely comes to my mind because, you know, that division is wide open. The Browns could be 5-0 right now. They could be running away with this division, especially with what's going on with the Steelers and the Bengals. You know, the only team you really have to compete with is the Ravens. Come on, man.
Yeah, well,
they suck, bro. The Browns really garbage right now, bro.
I think this is the year they're gonna have a 7-9 team make the playoffs out of the AFC North, bro.
I think the Ravens will win go 9-7 before that. They let that happen.
We'll see. But moving on, Capri Edwards, are the Lions really the football team we have in the state of Michigan?
The best.
They are not.
Are the Lions really the best football team we have in the state of Michigan?
I don't know. You know what? In all honesty,
I would say yes.
For now.
I mean, do you really got anybody that's going to be competing anytime for that crown anytime soon? Absolutely not.
Well, it's only three football teams in the state.
So. Well, there you go. Michigan is garbage, and they're going to lose three games this year, at least. They're going to lose to Penn State and KJ Hamler. Shout out to KJ Hamler, the wide receiver out of Pontiac.
Shout out to KJ.
They're going to lose to them. They're going to lose to Notre Dame. And they definitely going to take a blank whooping from Ohio State.
Jesus. Yeah.
Bro. They're going to lose at least. And they already lost a game.
Speaking of taking a blank whooping.
No, we ain't
going
to talk about that. We ain't got to go there.
Spartans took whoa.
Yeah, but you know what, though? But I told you they was going to get baptized or cremated. Take your pick.
Which one? Wax.
I mean, 34-10. It could have been worse.
They
called the dogs off.
Yeah, like, man, this game over. All right,
bro, that game was weak, though. It really wasn't a whole lot to, you know.
Y'all, they got waxed, bro.
34-10. Yeah. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. Our second loss, even though we keep losing to Arizona freaking State. This should have been our first loss. Michigan State keep getting knocked out the top 25. They don't deserve it, though. They don't deserve to be there.
Because they are Q and Marco.
The booty. Oh.
The butt.
You touch the butt.
Yeah, they straight up. cheeks.
Yeah.
Cheekish.
Yeah, the Lions are the best team.
Cheeky.
The Lions are the best football team in the state of Michigan right
cheeks.
Now. And we will go 10-5-1, as I said before.
Shut the hell up. 10-5-1?
10-5-1. You heard it here first.
Okay.
Capri also asks, what are your thoughts on Tom Gores making Andre Drummond's contract extension next summer top priority?
Tom Gores, either Andre Drummond is his lover,
right,
or he has some type of incriminating photos on top. No way in hell will I make Andre Drummond my top priority. You can find some D-leaguer to do what Andre Drummond is doing.
And they already paid him 5 years to 130. So
I wouldn't invest.
He's gonna get upwards of $200 million on the next one.
I wouldn't give old fat ass no more money. Okay,
shooting those threes out there.
Shooting threes like dog. Is you serious?
Yeah, bro. He's a glorified rebounder, and I'm not taking nothing away from him. But he's not a great player. He's decent. He averaged 15-15. That's cool. That's cute.
That's cool and cute.
That looks nice.
You don't give no 15-15 guy $200 million.
Absolutely.
Give your ass 80.
Especially when you take plays off, you take games off.
You take out. No, it ain't take games off and plays off. This MF-er takes months off. Do you hear me? Months.
Yeah, bro. That's not a good Capri, we don't want that. We don't want that to happen. But it might happen, man. You know? This owner he doesn't have a clue, man.
He don't know what the hell going on.
Inside of that greasy head of his, man.
Oh, he's a Michigan State alum, folks.
Yeah.
can't trust a drunk with money.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Jason Smith asks, will the Lions get some respect put on their name when they dominate the Packers next Monday night?
Ooh.
Or will the national pundits keep moving the goalposts to many?
Because of history. I like the sound of that, Jay Smith. If the Lions beat the Packers Monday night, they yes, they will.
I
have
like all this confidence y'all got going on, man.
Bro, we're gonna beat them. We're not scared of any team, bro. We can play with anybody.
You don't have to be, but this ain't at home.
That's true. But don't forget, we play well on Monday nights for the most part, except for that Jets game. We got blew out 48 to God knows what against Sam Darnold in his rookie year. Aside from that, the Lions pretty much played good. I remember that year we beat the Bears on Monday Night Football. We started the season 5-0. I remember that.
And I somehow missed the playoffs.
We didn't miss the playoffs. Yeah, we went 11-5 that year. That was 2011.
No, you didn't.
We went 11-5.
No, you didn't.
We went 11-5.
No, you didn't.
Look it up.
When you played us, listen.
Because that's when Javi Best had that long touchdown run on y'all.
Do you know when you played us on Monday Night Football and you won, do you know what happened when you came to Chicago? We beat the living hell out of y'all.
We still went 11-5. Y'all didn't make the playoffs that year.
Yeah, we did. That's when Julius Peppers choke slammed the hell. That was 2010. That's when Julius Peppers choke slammed the hell out of Calvin Johnson. Can you remember that?
Yeah,
He picked him up with one arm and slammed him on his head, and Calvin fumbled.
Yeah,
and
that Bears was loud, too. That was loud.
And the Bears picked it up and ran. No, it was like 38-3.
Okay. Yeah,
we beat the hell out of y'all. And then we called off the dogs, and then that big fight ensued when Stafford ran over to the sidelines and DJ Moore popped him.
Yeah, all that happened.
Yeah, you took a good beating.
Ralph.
My dog, Ralph Wood. Ralph L. Wood, my man from Central, said, "Will Coach Pencil have a plan for the Packers of Green Bay Monday night?"
The Packers, you got to look at how he said the Packers of Green Bay. Remember, I'm coming to America.
Yeah, the Packers of Green Bay
took on the Giants of New York.
Mr. McDowell,
what is it,
sir? I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin to a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
The Packers of Green Bay.
But yeah, Ralph, I think Coach Pencil will have a plan because everybody knows how dangerous that mama, there goes that man again. You know, as Stephen A. Smith said, that's a bad man. Everybody knows how bad Aaron Rodgers is. He's at home.
How bad? They say he's a bad man, but how bad is he with only one Super Bowl win?
I know. It's a travesty.
How bad is he?
It's a travesty. It is. Yep. Just like Kobe Bryant only got one MVP, that's a travesty.
But, I mean, this goes on the quarterback play for why you only got one Super Bowl win.
They don't follow him.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. He could never beat San Fran when Kaepernick was there. You couldn't beat him.
Yeah.
Okay. Not only that, you couldn't beat the Giants. Mm-hmm. Couldn't beat Eli and the Giants in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how bad is he?
Stop saying
he's a bad man. No, Tom Brady, that's a bad man. That's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
You can't put Aaron Rodgers in that category. You just can't.
I hear you.
There's nothing bad about Sharon.
He has a lot of playoff. He has a lot of playoff wins.
How does he have a lot of playoff wins but no rings? You know how many times he's been to the NFC Championship
game?
You know how many times he's been to the NFC Championship game? Once.
Like three.
Once. What the hell you mean three? Once. One time.
No. And no, he lost in the AFC. Didn't he lose in the NFC Championship?
No. He only went once. That's when he beat my Bears. 21-17.
I gotta look that up, bro, Ham.
Or 21-14.
I gotta look that one up, bud.
Look it up right now. He only been to the NFC Championship game one time. Once.
I really don't believe that.
Okay.
I'm
telling you. He only went once in 2010. He ain't sniffed the NFC Championship game since.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
He's only went one freaking time. Will y'all stop sucking on this man like he cold? He ain't laying like that. Y'all want him to because of Brett Favre, but he's not laying like that. He only been there one time.
I'm looking it up right now. I don't think that is the case.
He's only had one NFC Championship appearance. One.
Dang.
One. Like I said, one.
They lost to Atlanta. They got, Atlanta killed them.
One.
No, that was the NFC Championship game, wasn't it? The Atlanta
No, it was a divisional game.
So, okay, wasn't that the game that Atlanta ended up going to the Super Bowl against the Patriots?
Yeah, you know who Atlanta beat?
Bro, that was the NFC Championship game.
No, it was not.
The Atlanta.
Okay, well, he went, what, twice?
Yeah, so at least twice.
Okay, so, yeah, that's twice.
I don't know what to say, like.
Still.
But I feel like it was three.
No, it wasn't three.
Oh, it was three, bro.
Who was the third one?
Seattle 2015. Seattle beat them in 15.
That was a divisional.
No, bro, that was the NFC Championship. I'm looking at it right here. So Falcons, Bears, Seahawks.
And
so he's
one
been
to
three.
And he's 1-2 in both.
He's 1-2. Yeah, he's 1-2. Yep, you're right. But you said he only been to one. I knew it was like two
one.
Or three.
I only remember
Seattle
one.
Seattle for sure, because they were right on the cusp of going to the Super Bowl, and they lost to Seattle. That's the year Seattle won their first Super Bowl. Against who did Seattle beat? Was it the Steelers or somebody?
No, that was the Broncos.
You're right. Yep. Yeah. It was against Peyton Manning and them. Yep. He's been to three, bro. Bears, Seahawks, Falcons. Falcons destroyed him, too.
Man, look.
He's been to three. You want me to show you? Did you see it?
I seen him.
Yep. He's been to three, so he's 1-2. About to say, I'm like, this dude ain't been to no one. He been in NFL for like 13 years.
And cheeks. F.
He hit Aaron Rodgers.
Muck. Muck. Fair and Rodgers, okay? I'm serious, man. That's one person. I'll be happy every time we break him up. Every time we hurt him, I'll be geeked.
Jonathan Crutcher asks, possible trade deadline thoughts. I don't really think that's something we can go into, because the trades that they make are never, like, predictable. It's going to be, like, stupid trades. Is this Dan Quinn's last year's season in Atlanta?
Hell yeah.
I think this is Dan Quinn's last week.
I think this is last Sunday in Atlanta, to
exactly.
be totally honest.
Yeah. Because what are they, 1-4? 1-3?
They bums, man.
They 1-3.
They cheeks.
Yep. Who should the Redskins hire?
Anybody. We're at this point.
Is it anybody other than who they got, huh?
Anybody other than who they got.
All right, so. Let's go into your bootio segment real quick. We got a few minutes.
Moving on to our bootio segment. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is our segment where we give a box of bootios to everyone that we do not want to be booty. So send them to the Big and Bright. Send them all to Big and Bright, and hopefully we can get them right for the next
week. They got to get a box of bootios so they don't be booty.
So our first recipient of the bootios goes to the Cleveland Browns. Cue it, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right. The Cleveland Browns have been complete
31-3.
Utterly ass.
31-3. Monday Night Football.
Terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible. So you receive a box of Cue It, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right. Eat up. Moving on. Sticking with the Cleveland Browns. Who gets a heaping box of Cue It, Marco?
The booty.
Oh.
Baker Mayfield. Eat up.
Baker.
Next one, ladies and gentlemen, gets a gigantic. Just straight up. You know, I want this box of bootios to be. And when you open it up, I want it to smell like a fat bastard in front of a damn fan, bent over with both cheeks spread wide open.
Bro, you are disgusting.
And it's blowing right in your face. This goes to the Chicago Bears defense.
You are disgusting.
After being down 17-0, then having Chase Daniel lead the offense on a fury in the third quarter. And going up 21-17, and the Bears defense giving up a 97-yard drive against the Oakland Raiders. So the Oakland Raiders can win the game. You get a big stank-ass box of Cue It, Marco.
The booty.
Oh.
That's right. Now, this team been eating bootio since week one. Jesus Christ. The Atlanta Falcons. Oh, my God. You know what? God, man. You know what? We just going to back up the Brinks truck of booty-os and put it right in front of y'all damn facility. You could just eat up every week. Just eat it when you ain't thinking. Just eat, 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 and eat. Cue it, Marco.
The booty.
That's right. The Atlanta Falcons, you get a box of booty-os. Another team that gets a box of booty-os, the New York Jets. Cue it, Marco.
The booty.
Even though we know y'all had
even,
a bye.
And they didn't even play.
Y'all and the damn Dolphins, okay? Both of y'all. You need to just indulge in a box of this, man. Because, I mean, God, even though y'all didn't even have a game, I still felt y'all stank on Sunday somewhere, some shape, some form, somehow. Y'all and the Dolphins definitely need to partake in a heaping box of Q and Marco.
The booty.
Moving on. Another recipient of the booty-os goes to Dak frickin' Prescott.
The $40 million man?
Hell, he going to be like the $40 man in a minute. Bruh, yeah, you deserve a gigantic box. The last 2 weeks you should have been getting this box. You stink, bro. Against winning teams, you flat out stink. All the way stink.
Terrible.
Stank, stunk. Okay? You threw three picks against the Packers. You threw three picks against the Saints. What is up with you, man? Everybody wanted to give you $40 million when you was playing these horrible teams.
Yeah, they was 3-0 against some bums real quick.
Same as for the Lions. But
whatever.
You know, hey, it is what it is. So
Chargers, Eagles, and Chiefs are not bums. None of those teams are bums.
Well, you lost to the Chiefs, so why are you bringing that up?
Because we almost beat them.
Hey, shout out to my homeboy, Kyler Murray. Got his first dub over the weekend.
Hey, congrats, Kyler.
You know, it's the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, yeah, they beat the Bengals. The Bengals are
0-5. You get a conglomerate box of Q and Marco.
The booty.
God.
Yeah. The Bengals are 0-5.
Man, y'all may go 0-16 this year.
Bro, let's jump into real quick.
Damn.
We can stay right there. Let's jump into the ALDS real quick. The Major League Baseball, the playoffs are going on right now. As it stands right now, the Yankees are up in the series on the Twins 3-0.
Are you high?
The Yankees
are you high? The what? Yankees won that series, man.
Oh, it's over.
It's over.
Wow, my bad.
In the ALCS, man. Come on.
Well, they won the series 3-0. My bad.
Jesus.
Dodgers and Nationals are tied at 2 games apiece. And the Braves and Cards are tied at 2 games apiece as well. Right now, the Astros and Rays are playing. They're in the top of the 5th inning. 4-0, that series. Houston is leading 2-1. Wright got a video chat going on, and he don't know how to stop it.
My daughter FaceTimed me. She wanted me to see her her homecoming dress. So
that's what's up.
Baby girl comes first, always.
No doubt. What's up?
You look good, baby. You look beautiful.
So the Rays are up on the Astros 4-0 in game four. It's 2-1. The Rays are probably tying up tonight at two games apiece.
Put some lotion on them knees, Ari.
All right. And then so let's get into the word on the street real quick, man. Word on the street.
Word on the street?
The word on the street is that the NBA have implemented new height rules and regulations. So that it changes a lot of guys' listed heights. You can be 7 feet tall and they list you as, you know, they find out that they remeasure you and find out that you're 6'10". A lot of guys lost some inches over the weekend, man.
That's expected, man.
Derrick Rose.
Those guys are never as tall as they say they are.
Right. Derrick Rose was listed at 6'3". He's now at 6'1". Your boy, the rookie who had a great game last night, Zion Williamson, in his debut. He was listed at 6'7 at Duke.
You know, you kind of look like Zion Williamson,
whatever,
man.
No,
you
I
do
don't.
With the hair. All you got to do is just shed about a good
50. 100 pounds?
Nah, y'all about the same weight.
You're funny.
All you got to do is shed about a good 50 pounds, man, and stretch out a little bit.
You funny.
You look just like Zion, man.
I do not look like Zion Williamson, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so a lot of guys lost some height. Jimmy Butler was listed at 6'8", now he's 6'6". Guy who actually gained an inch, Boban Marjanovic. He was listed at 6'7", 3". He's now 7'4". So
6'7", 3", now 7'4".
I was going to say 6, and then I thought he's 7'3", bro. Don't do me like that. Everybody knew what I was saying. He was listed at 7'3".
He gained a hell of a height advantage. Like,
He was listed at 7'3". He's 7'4". His actual height, 7'4". Yep.
Hey, man. Hey, it's homecoming weekend. You know what I'm saying? Me as a father, I have a 14-year-old baby girl.
That's what's up.
You know, Ariana, daddy loves you so much, baby. I am so excited for your homecoming weekend, your very first homecoming weekend. It is going to be ecstatic for you. I want you to have a good time at this homecoming dance.
Dope.
I want you to enjoy it. You'll have probably about another 3 more. And just also be, you know, on the notice. She goes North Farmington High School, you know, so she's definitely going to have a good time. But also be on notice that daddy will be by, close by with his pistol. So, you know, anybody get out of hand, I definitely will act up for mine. But I love you, baby. You look beautiful in your dress. That was her FaceTiming me, showing me her dress and her shoes and her purse.
Nice.
That she's getting ready to go out to her homecoming dance.
It's Lord tonight?
Jesus. Nah. They get the stuff ready.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She was just trying it on.
Yeah, she was just trying it on. It's this weekend. So I was checking that out, man. It just it chokes me up, man.
Did something to you?
Yeah, because, you know,
she in high school?
Yeah.
She a freshman?
9th grade, man.
Wow.
She's
look at him, ladies and gentlemen. He got tears in his eyes.
A baby. You know what I'm saying? Just like, man, they go from being babies, man, to,
time,
you know, flies. And I remember just, you know, her chasing me around the house and, you know, and changing her diapers, man. And I remember I couldn't leave the house without her. You know what I'm saying? She'd scream and holler and cry and always want her daddy and, you know, and always run around with a chocolate chip cookie in her hand. You know what I'm saying? And now looking at her, man, she's a little woman, man. It's just,
young woman, yep.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? Time flies, man. But
yep.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we made your day
a little bit bigger
and a little brighter.
No doubt. Today in sports history, Al Davis, the legendary owner for the Oakland Raiders, he turned 8. Well, he died on this day at the age of 82. So rest in peace to Al Davis.
You know, one time for Al Davis, Marco. Cue that just win, baby, for me. One time.
Just win, baby.
Rest in peace, Al Davis.
Just win,
man.
Baby, win.
Rest in peace.
Yep.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and head out. Hopefully, you know, we didn't even give our picks this week. We had such a jam-packed show, had a lot of things going on. But
yeah,
my Bears have a bye this week, much-needed rest. Your Lions have the Packers on Monday night.
No doubt.
I heard that on the Bears side, we made some changes to our offensive line. We benched Kyle Long and Charles Leno and replaced them with Ted Larson and Alex Bars. And hopefully we get Mitchell Trubisky back, so we'll see how that pans out now that he has.
Want to do the schedule real quick?
Yeah, we will.
Just real quick, like
go
2 minutes?
Go ahead, man. What do you got on the schedule, man?
All right, let's go. All right, give me 1 second.
Cue it, Marco. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Da-na-na-na-na. All right, here we go. Give me 1 second. I'm getting it.
Hurry up, man.
All right, here we go. 30. No, my phone is out slow. Giants, Patriots. We're going to go Patriots on that one?
Patriots.
All right, Pats on that one. Panthers at Bucks.
Panthers
at Bucks?
I just said
I'm going to go Bucks.
Okay.
Redskins at Dolphins.
Oh, somebody got to win.
Baby.
I'm going to go with Dolphins will probably get that. I don't know, though. Depends on who they start. I'll tell you this. If the young boy from Ohio State starts, I'm going to go with the Redskins. If not, then I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Oh, man, it just went away, bro. Hold up.
Oh, man, you see, I told
hold
you.
Hold up, bro. Hold up.
Slow ass phone.
All right, there we go. So you said you got the Dolphins or the Skins?
Oh, man, I just told you.
Yeah, I was looking at my phone.
Oh, God. I said if the young boy from Ohio State starts, I'm going to go with the Redskins. If he doesn't, I'm going with the Dolphins. Eagles and Vikings, who you got in that?
Eagles. Okay.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Eagles at Vikings? I'm going Vikings.
Okay. Texans, Chiefs.
Texans at Chiefs?
Yeah.
I'm going Chiefs.
Okay. I might. Depends. If Patrick Mahomes out there plays and he's mobile and he can move, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Chiefs not losing again at the crib. That's not going to happen.
Saints and Jaguars.
Saints at Jags?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Jags.
Going with Saxonville. Seahawks and Browns.
Seahawks. At Browns. Seahawks.
Seahawks. Yeah. Bengals, Ravens.
Bengals at Ravens. I'm gonna go Ravens.
I'm going Ravens as well. Yep. 49ers and Rams. I'm going Rams.
I'm gonna go Niners on the road for the upset.
Yeah, I'm going Rams on that one.
If the Buccaneers can put 55 up, the Niners can do it. The Niners can put up 35.
Okay. Falcons and Cardinals.
Two garbage.
Battle of the dirty birds.
Battle of the birds. Bum birds. Garbage bag birds. You said who at what?
Falcons at Cardinals.
Falcons got to win that one. Mm.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals on that one. Cowboys and Jets. I'm going with the Cowboys.
Cowboys for sure.
Titans and Broncos. I'm going with the Broncos.
Titans at Broncos?
Yeah.
I'll go Broncos. They just came off an upsetting win Sunday.
Steelers and Chargers. I'm going to go Chargers. With the Chargers. And Lions and Packers, I'm going to go with the Packers on that.
Go Lions! Let's go! One pride, baby! Woo!
Much as I don't want to.
Forward down the field. Play that for me, Marco.
Forward down the field.
All right, that's it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. We'll tune in next week on the Big and Bright Show. Until
episode
then.
Episode 20, baby. We did that.
Episode 20 in the books. Y'all stay safe, stay blessed, and stay true. We out.